The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Appalachian Bioscience, take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today with our BioFriend services.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
...2020's biggest game has arrived in the form of the Region 3A semifinal. Tonight's winner will hold a key that unlocks the door to the Region 3A title bout and the ensuing Class A sectional, while the loser gets the door slammed in their face, ending their 2020 campaign. A more dramatic scenario can't be imagined as two of the state's mainstay basketball communities pour themselves into this Livingston Academy gym to witness whether their team will be the victors or the victims. Head coach Rob Edwards has built his Clay County program season by season into a team that expects to be playing basketball after tonight, as his 27-3 Bulldogs try to become the 12th squad to make the Sweet 16 during his tenure. Standing in the way for the fourth time this season are the despised Pickett County Bobcats, who've beaten, scratched, and clawed at the black and gold to no avail during three prior meetings. There's no doubt that head coach Joseph Amonette has his 19-12 team believing that tonight's their night. Folks, it doesn't get any better than this. It's winner goes on, loser goes home. In Bulldogs and Bobcats, round four.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control, when Clay County wins, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsboro, the next time you bend it, call Little Robert, he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, give an in-depth tournament update, preview tonight's boys matchup with legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer, now known as PMI Biopharma Solutions, which will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. Biopharma Solutions offers an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Biosciences PMI Biopharma Solutions. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today. This is the CarQuest pregame show and our fourth Bulldog coverage of the postseason. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll describe the action for you tonight. Joining us soon will be former Bulldog head coach Thomas Watson. For now, I'm accompanied by the man who's at the top of the Horizon Sports Network totem pole, Thomas Weaver.
As always, Daniel, what a great introduction from you. But, you know, beyond that, this right here is it, Daniel. The Region 3A semifinals, the biggest game we've ever called on the hardwood here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Yep.
It's do or die. It's small-town rivalry basketball. What else could you want?
Bulldogs and Bobcats round four.
The Dogs have won eight straight, and they're on a roll and looking to keep it rolling tonight. Right into the Sweet 16 sectional round and set up a shot at their fifth region title in 6 years. But one team stands in the way. You mentioned them, and we're just a little familiar with them. It's going to be the fourth battle this year with Pecos County, and I can't wait for it.
I can't either. These teams know each other inside out, and we'll see that tonight.
Nothing better. Another group has kept it rolling from the very beginning, and that's our long list of sponsors, Daniel. They're the ones that's made this tournament coverage possible. We wouldn't be sitting here tonight in front of this huge crowd without them.
That's right. 14th boys game of the season, 10 regular, 4 now postseason. And we're just so thankful for those sponsors to create this opportunity.
And, of course, we always like to mention the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper. We hope folks will pick up a copy next week for coverage of tonight's game and all the postseason action. You know, Daniel, I've got written down here, this week's paper's out in racks now, but with an unfortunate tragedy we've had today and last night, I guess, with the tornadoes in Putnam County and around, the paper has been delayed. So my father had a little damage at his house and got shaken up a little bit and things of that nature. And, you know, that community is hurting over there. And we wish the best for them tonight.
100%. Got an opportunity for some folks that might want to send some donations. They can drop those off at Salina County in the high school. We'll talk more about that in-game.
So, folks, it's not out in racks now, and hopefully it's going to be in the mail tomorrow. Dad's going to try to get it there early to get local delivery. But if not, it'll be out a day later. So we're going to summarize what will be in print tomorrow morning in our Delhalla Horizon recap segment. The headline, Daniel, read, Dogs win second straight District 6A title, because that was a feature part of the story, which we've already covered here, but it also chronicled the blowout of Hardy Memorial setting up tonight's showdown. And the story read, Clay County's Region 3A quarterfinal turned out to be no contest here last Saturday night, as the Dogs had their way with Hardy Memorial to advance the semifinal round with a 104-47 win. You know, Clay County won by more points than the Hawks scored the entire game. And it only took the Dogs less than two quarters to reach the final margin amount of 57 before they went ahead 63-30 at the break and then rolled from there. Grant Strong recorded his first career triple-double in the contest, scoring 24 points, pulling down 12, 10 rebounds, dishing out 13 assists. Mason Sharp had 15, Eli Smith 14, Jeff Spivey 13, and then every other Bulldog on the roster found the basket, guys. So just a great night for the Bulldogs. Folks, next week, get all the details, pictures, and more from tonight's game in your Delhalla Horizon, and we'll be right back with more of the CarQuest pregame show as we prepare for the Region 3A semifinal matchup between Clay County and Pecos County.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Time now for the Budget Pest Control Tournament update on the CarQuest pregame show. Looking at how everybody got to this point in the region semis tonight, Monterey, we did just witness them beat Gordonsville 74-59. Monterey advances on to Thursday night's Region 3A championship. To get into their game tonight, they defeated South Pittsburgh back on Saturday night. Gordonsville had defeated Whipple Saturday night, and they did fall to Monterey tonight. Clay County got to this region semi game by beating Richard Hardy Memorial School 104-47. And Pickett County beat Van Buren County Saturday night 50-45 to get into this contest. Looking at District 7 and 8, which is Region 4, a sub-state potential matchup. The four teams that are playing tonight are Elite Academy. They take on Eagleville. And the other pairing is Fayetteville and Merle Hyde. The favorites in those would be Eagleville and Fayetteville. So likely we will see Monterey in the winner of this game we're about to call go on to participate against Fayetteville and Eagleville in some form or fashion in the sub-state. We don't know about those exact scores yet. Tournament updates been brought to you by Budget Pest Control. If there's something strange in your neighborhood, who are you going to call? The Bug Busters. They ain't afraid of no bugs. It is time now for the wrap up of this CarQuest pregame show. We're about 2 minutes from the end of warm up here at Livingston High School. We're going to do the full coverage final word, which is our last thoughts before tip off, brought to you by Ashok Strong Insurance. Thomas, make sure you cover it all, just like your agency does. We'll let you start.
Well, Daniel, I kind of usually give an overall policy, but tonight I'm calling somebody out, and that's Bulldog senior Jake Ashlock. He got to bring this one home for Clay County. Don't get me wrong, Grant Strong needs to have a big night and the rest too. But looking back, when the Dogs pretty much dominated the Bobcats in their first meeting in Birdstown nearly 2 months ago, Ashlock came up big. We haven't seen that in the last two that came down to the wire. You know, got in foul trouble the last time out, that kind of thing. I think tonight the Dogs waltz into the sectional round if Jake Ashlock shows up in his, what could be his final game if he doesn't. What do you think, Coach?
Absolutely. You know, Jake, he had, I don't know if you'd call it a slump or not, but seemed like he just hadn't been in the groove the last couple of ball games. And seemed like he'd been a little bit timid on some of his shots. And we hadn't gotten the ball sometimes at the right time down at the low post.
Right.
So the combination of those things have kind of slowed him down a little bit. But like you said, I'm looking forward to him having a great game tonight because he's well ready for it, I believe.
Thomas alluded to it, Coach Watson. Mason Sharp, Jake Ashlock, what more motivation could you need if here at the end of this contest, if the Bulldogs come up short, this is the last action they will ever participate in as Clay County Bulldogs. Not much more of a motivating factor than that.
Absolutely. And no one wants to give up here. This win gives you at least two more games.
That's right.
A chance to make it down to the Glasshouse down in Murfreesboro.
And I think they will, guys. I mean, these are two, bona fide leaders of this basketball team. Tonight's when you lean on those guys.
It is. This is what it's all about. Coach, fourth meeting between these squads. no secrets anymore, is there?
No, I mean, you know, we've played each other, and like I said, these guys have played against each other since they were little kindergartners, I guess.
That's right.
And they know each other, and, you know.
Folks, this has been the Full Coverage Final Word, brought to you by Strong Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Sonia today, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. Time now for the Subway Boys starting lineups for this Region 3A semifinal contest. The visiting squad, Pekin County High School head coach Joseph Amonette. They do have a 19-12 record on the season. Coach Amonette's in his fourth season as the boys head coach up there. Starting for them, a senior, number 35, Mark Smith. A senior, number 21, Luke Smith. A sophomore, number 15, Zach Amonette. A junior, number 14, John Parker Reagan. And a sophomore, number 3, Will Amonette. Starting for Clay County, the home team on the scoreboard tonight. The head coach by Rob Edwards, he's in his 20th season, 446 wins against 188 losses, 27-3 on the year. The starters, the sophomore, number 4, Jeffrey Spivey. A sophomore, number 11, Grant Strong. A junior, number 10, Gunner Silk. A senior, number 24, Mason Sharp. And a senior, number 1, Jake Ashok. Subway Boys starting lineups have been brought to you, of course, by Subway. For new owners, Greg and Melissa Brandon, and my Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because at Subway, fresh is what we do. It is time for basketball here from the Durwood Bond Memorial Gymnasium at Livingston Academy. Clay County, the home team, dressed in their all-white jerseys. They have black numerals on those, trimmed in gold. Pekin County, the visiting team, they're dressed in all gray tonight. They have black numerals on those jerseys, trimmed in that Pekin County yellow. Clay County going to shoot at the hoop to our right. Here during the first half of play, Pekin County going to be working at the hoop to our left. As we get this underway, it'll be Jake Ashok and John Parker Reagan to tip for it, guys.
Set up just like it was the last time. You got the opposing crowds facing each other here tonight. The stands full. The student section side by side, Daniel. It's just a great atmosphere one more time here at Hog Eye Nation.
And we are underway. Ashok controls the tip. However, it ended up being picked up by Slate Copeland. He comes down, fires a shot. It's no good. Rebounded by Zach Amonette. He kicks it to his brother Will. Now back to Zach, who drives the left side of the lane, and they call him for a travel. A nice start for the Bulldogs. An empty possession for the Bobcats, and Clay County has the basketball.
And it was a senior, Mason Sharp, with a defense on that one, Daniel.
Gunner Silk brings it across the timeline. Silk has had a case of strep throat over the last few days. He's back healthy tonight, though. They work into Ashlock at left block. He spins into the paint. Shot up, no good. Got his own rebound. Comes back, finishes. He was knocked to the floor. Does not draw a foul, but he does get the points. And Clay County's up 2-0. Ashlock playing with a pretty severe bone bruise. Coach Edwards tells us he's not 100%, but he looked good on that play.
Yes, he did. Great movement.
Pekin County basketball. Luke Smith with it. Hands off to Copeland. 6-foot jumper in the paint's good. We're tied up at 2. 7:05 mark, first quarter. Grant Strong with it. Left wing for Clay County. He gives off to Ashlock. Ashlock now gives up to Silk. Silk's out top, defended loosely by Will Amonette. Swings it to Grant Strong at right wing. Grant puts it on the floor, dribbles back to the top of the key, and a whistle's going to be called on Zach Amonette, and I like that call. Not a lot of contact, but Pekin County's best offensive player getting a foul early.
Just a hard hedge on the ball screen, Daniel, and you see him running to Amonette, hedged out to get in front of Strong to cut him off and just body him up a little too much.
Mason Sharp going to inbound from the sideline down in front of us. We are high atop the visiting bleachers here at Livingston Academy. We actually have a delay on the floor. We had an equipment malfunction. The whistle for the official.
I start to say he might have lost his pee out of the whistle, but they don't have peas in them anymore.
No, that's true. That's true. They've upgraded here lately, haven't they?
Yeah.
They have finally inbounded. Gunner Silk with it out top. 2-2. 6:45 and ticking, first quarter of this Region 3A semifinal, biggest game of the year. The winner goes on to the region title game and a sub-state opportunity. Gunner Silk, 14-foot jumper, no good. Too short. It goes out of bounds off of John Parker Reagan, though, and Clay Kenny's going to get another opportunity. They will inbound from beneath their own student section. who are all decked out in camouflage down there. I think they're trying to go to war tonight, Sadia Thomas.
They may be, Daniel.
Inbound play for Jeff Spivey. I think
great
it was
job,
but
yeah.
On the inbound, he alley-ooped it. Spivey in the paint lays it in. Bulldogs 4, Bobcats 2, Pickett County Basketball. Luke Smith at left wing gives off to Zach Aminette. Aminette works against Sharp. He hands off to Copeland. Now to Smith in the left corner. Smith dribbles into the paint, works to the right block. Grant Strong defending him, forces him outside, and he has to give it back out to Will Aminette. Will looks over to his head coach, Dad Joseph, for the play.
A little different setup here. We see the senior Sharp guarding Zach Aminette. We see Ashlock in the paint guarding Copeland and Spivey on Reagan. A little switch in the matchup for Coach Rob Edwards in this game tonight.
Will Aminette drives the lane, gets a layup off. It's no good, but he was fouled by Ashlock. Jake picks up his first personal of the contest. Clay County's first foul overall as well.
We had a little lapse there on defense, I think, and got caught there.
Will Aminette, the sophomore point guard, at the line to shoot two. The first one's away and good. 4-3 the score. Clay County with the one-point advantage. Aminette preparing for his second shot. Hits it as well. 4-4. 5:45 and ticking. First quarter action. Gunner Silk across the timeline. On the floor, still the original five starters of Sharp, Silk, Ashlock, Strong, and Spivey. Spivey with it now out top. Kicks it to Mason Sharp at right wing. He's defended by Zach Aminette. Goes inside to Strong. Strong, 8-foot jumper. No good off the back of the glass. Rebounded by Pickett County. With Aminette with it. The Bobcats with a chance to take an early lead in this game. 4-4 the score right now.
Basically what we're seeing, Daniel, is Silk and Sharp are switching on each screen on the Aminette brothers. So it's a little something different in the bag of tricks for Clay County defensively.
Luke Smith with a missed shot comes down and blocks a Grant Strong jump shot, though. And Pickett County back with the basketball. With Aminette with it, drives baseline. And a foul's going to be called against Gunner Silk. He picks up his first of the contest.
Now, talked to Coach Edwards before the game. He told me about the switch with Ashlock over on the Copeland and putting Spivey out on Reagan, but I didn't know about the guards.
A missed shot by Luke Smith on the inbound plays, rebounded by Strong. His pass ahead to Sharp. Nice assist by Strong, and Sharp plays him in from left block.
Great play by both young men.
6-4 the score. Clay County with a two-point advantage. Zach Aminette up top. He has yet to take a shot in this contest. He is the leading scorer for this Pickett County team. Aminette finally gives it up to Luke Smith at left wing. He swings to Copeland in the corner. Now back out to Smith. Smith drives. Strong forces him out of the paint. Smith has to reset. Gives it back up to Will Aminette out top. Will passes off to Brother Zach, who's closely defended by Spivey and Silk. They got him in a two-man trap. He's in trouble. Picks up the dribble, tries to fight out of it. Finally gets it away to Will Aminette. Great defense there by Clay County. However, Pickett still with possession of the basketball. Luke Smith inside working against Ashlock. Shots off and good. Tied up at 6. Almost a 5-second call out there on that trap.
Great defense. Smith with just a great play there to bail Pickett County out.
Gunner Silk with it at left wing, drives inside, kicks across to Spivey, three-point attempt, right wing's good. Spivey knocks it down. He was 3 of 6 this past Saturday night in the region quarterfinal, shooting 50% from behind the arc. He opens up tonight hot. Clay County in front, 9-6, 3.5 minutes left, first quarter. Slade Copeland knocks down a free throw range jump shot, and it's 9-8, one-point advantage, Bulldogs. Ashlock with it out top. He's isolated with John Parker Reagan. We may not see Ashlock trying to drive from that far tonight, though he is a little gimpy. He's playing. He's battling through it like the warrior that he is. However, he does have a bone bruise, as we mentioned. We see a ball knocked out of bounds by Pickett County. Good defensive pressure. Clay County does maintain possession, though. And Eli Smith checks in for Gunner Silk. First substitution of the night for Coach Edwards. 9-8 the score. Clay County in front by 1. 3 minutes and 15 seconds here in the first quarter. Eli Smith with it out top for Clay County. Swings to Mason Sharp at right wing. Sharp working against Will Aminette. Dishes inside the high post. Jake Ashlock spins. Shot up in the paint. Good. Ashlock must have heard you call him out, Thomas, in the
good finger roll.
Game show final word because he's bringing it early.
He is, Daniel. What a move. Had it at the free throw line. Pirouette, two steps, and in the goal. Just amazing what he can do in the paint. As Spivey fouls Reagan. Reagan getting the most of that matchup so far in the paint. He's going to the line too, Daniel.
John Parker Reagan at the line trying to complete the and one play. Spivey trying to block the shot. Got too much of the body there.
Yeah, when you get beat, you've got to let them have it sometimes.
Reagan does complete that three-point play the old-fashioned way, and we're knotted up at 11. 2:45 left, first quarter. Eli Smith running the point right now for Clay County. On the floor for the Dogs, we have Smith, Ashlock, Sharp, Spivey, and Strong. Spivey with it now out top. Tries to go inside to Strong. Can't do it. Dishes instead to Ashlock, who goes baseline and scores. Jake Ashlock leading all scorers in this contest early with his sixth point of the night. 2:25 and ticking. First quarter, Clay County 13, Pickett County 11. Capacity crowd on hand here at Livingston Academy to watch this big region semi-game. Such a huge contest because the winners are going to the house. Season ends tonight.
Foul on Eli Smith there, Daniel, trying to fight through the Reagan screen and just kind of ran over him.
Smith, an aggressive defender, does pick up that first personal. Pickett County inbounds from underneath their own goal with Aminette with it. Gives the brother Zach. He fires a three-pointer in and out. No good. Rebound Spivey. Spivey gives off to Ashlock. Jake going to bring it across the timeline with 2 minutes left in the first quarter. Clay County still with a two-point lead. As Ashlock goes to the hole, and there's no question about his health, folks. He looks great.
Yes, he does. Great, great quick move.
Shaking and bake from the point, Daniel, and to the left hand for the finish.
Two more points for Jake Ashlock there. He's near double digits, and it's still first quarter action. Minute 45 and ticking. Clay County with a four-point lead, 15-11. Luke Smith with it, drives baseline against Strong, kicks it out to Copeland, now to Will Aminette. Aminette drives, passes back off to Smith. Clay County doing a nice job here, keeping Pickett County from penetrating to the hoop.
You see Coach Aminette trying to go in the post to Reagan. He likes that matchup with Spivey, but Spivey kind of half-fronting him, doing a good job keeping the ball out of there. And then he gets a steal almost on that one, Daniel.
Reagan does get past him to the hoop, and he scores. 15-13, Clay County in front. Grant Strong with it, adds two more points. A great assist. Was that Ashlock?
Yes, I believe it was.
Is that one of the two? Either Silk or Ashlock with a two-thirds court-length pass to Strong, who easily laid it in. Gunner Silk after the bomb almost got a steal from Zach Aminette. Aminette hangs on to it, though, passes his brother Will. Will over to Luke Smith in the corner, three-pointer no good. Rebound by Slay Copeland for Pickett County. He goes baseline, six-foot jumper no good. Rebounded this time. The ball goes out of bounds, and the official grants it to Pickett County. Jake Ashlock was there. He intentionally let it go out of bounds because he thought it was going to be Bulldog basketball. That was not the call, though. Pickett County to inbound. 45 seconds left, first quarter. Zach Aminette, three-pointer, finds the bottom of the net. And we've got it close again, one-point difference. Bulldogs 17, Bobcats 16. Clay County with a one-point advantage. 35 seconds left, first quarter. Clay County basketball, Jake Ashlock with it out top, just letting time tick down.
I think you're going to see Coach Edwards clear it out right here. Go flat, let Ashlock work against Reagan out in the open court, Daniel.
20 seconds now. Ashlock still standing with it. Swings it to Sharp. Sharp back to Ashlock. 15 seconds.
Went to a jump zone real quick here. So that's why Ashlock had to give it up. They're going to put him at the free throw line.
Down to 7 seconds. Mason Sharp tried to get to Ashlock. Ashlock couldn't handle the pass. Picked up a Slay Copeland. 2 seconds. Shots away. No good. First quarter ends. Clay County with a one-point advantage. 17-16. Hit it into the first quarter.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Macon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina Branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from the air to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from the air to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no money down, low cost financing, heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs.
Back here for the start of this second quarter. Eli Smith going to inbound to Grant Strong. Clay County with the possession arrow to start this eight-minute period. 17-16, Clay County in front by one. Strong with it out top. We've yet to see him outrunning the point. He does so right now. We swing Eli Smith around, and Strong's going to go set up at the free throw line at the high post.
With a 1-3-1 action from Mamanette here, Daniel, defensively. And you know who goes to work on that. Dick Ashlock on the baseline to Grant Strong diving in the paint, and he gets fouled, and he's going to the line.
Shot was no good. He'll be at the line to shoot, too. Coach Amanette very upset at something over there. Showed a lot of emotion right then. I guess it was not happy with the defensive breakdown by his squad. Strong hits that first free throw, making it 18-16. Who was that foul called on? Anybody catch that?
I'm not sure.
Second one's away. Strong hits it as well. Clay County in front by three. Their biggest lead of the night has been four. Well, Amanette with it gives to John Parker Reagan. Reagan tries to go coast to coast and does so. Scores. John Parker Reagan having a good first half here for Pickett County. I think he has six, perhaps eight now.
Right in the middle, Daniel. He's got seven. A good start. Jake Ashlock leading the way with eight.
Spivey with it. Right wing for Clay County. 19-18 the score. Clay County with a one-point advantage. Spivey hands off to Strong. Strong closely defended by the senior, Luke Smith. Strong takes him to the hoop, gets 6 feet out. Is tied up with the basketball. Finally comes back down and is able to pass to Sharp. He forces a three-pointer. No good. Rebound by Strong. Putback no good. Rebound by Spivey this time. He's going to kick it out and reset this thing. Jake Ashok with it. Top of the key. Swings to Grant Strong. He's in the paint. Left-handed shot. No good. Rebound by John Parker Reagan. He passes ahead to Amanette. Amanette goes to the hoop. Jack Amanette's shot. No good. Rebound by Ashok. All the action here, but no points for either squad. Grant Strong, three-point attempt left corner, no good. Rebounded by Will Amanette.
A lot of action, but no scoring here for
us. They're looking shots. They're not forcing anything, really.
No.
Just not falling at this point for either squad. 19-18, Pickett County with the ball, Clay County with the lead. Zach Amanette with it out top, and you know he's just hungry for points. He's a big scorer, averages over 20 a game right now. I think he has two. Actually, three.
Three. May one three-pointer. Eli Smith, he's got him tore up, got him frustrated, forced him into the walk right there, Daniel.
Sure did.
I've already seen him kind of pushing Smith's hands away. Coach Evers doing a great job. He leaves Smith on him for about a minute, brings Silk in for about a minute. We see Mason Sharp switch over on him. Three guys so far running at him.
Keaton Arms has checked in for Jake Ashcock. So on the floor we have Grant Strong, Gunner Silk, Mason Sharp, Keaton Arms, and Jeff Spivey. 6 minutes to play in the second quarter. Keaton Arms inside, nice dish down low to Silk, who was fouled by number 35, Mark Smith. The senior reserve for Pickett County picks up his first personal, and Gunner going to go to the line to shoot two.
Great ball handling.
Mark Smith, 19-18, 5:55 on the clock as Silk is at the line. First one's away, no good. Short off the front of the iron. As we said, Silk recently has been diagnosed with strep throat. I think that was yesterday. Probably set out of all activity trying to recuperate. So this may be his first action in a couple days on the hardwood.
I think so, Daniel. But as you can see, he'll find his stroke eventually. Had a few shots already tonight. That was his first point as you watch his one go through the net from the line.
Missed the first, hit the second, putting Clay County up by two, 20-18. 5:45 and ticking, second quarter. Pickett County with the basketball. Zach Amanette, left wing, defended by Silk. He drives baseline, gets a shot off, and it's good. Zach Amanette now with 5 points on the contest. And it's tied up at 20. 5.5 minutes to play, second quarter, and we are even here in this Region 3A semifinal contest. Jay Cashlock knocks down two more. The first score in the double digits for either squad. He hit that one from the left elbow.
What a
great shot.
You know, we've seen him drive on Reagan. Reagan backed off. Jake pulled up from the free throw line and knocked down the jumper. Just Reagan, he got no answer for Jake Ashlock right now.
Spivey picks up his second personal as Will Amanette goes to the line. It looked like a clean defensive
play. Yeah, that's pretty nitpicky. But
he had the arm out. It wasn't vertical, but he didn't get any of the body, but it was called a foul. The first one is hit by Will Amanette, making it 22-21. The sophomore guarded the line. Second one's away. It's no good. This one rebounded by Eli Smith. Clay County with a one-point advantage, 22-21, 5 minutes and 10 seconds here in the second quarter left. Smith with it out top, running the point right now for Coach Edwards. Edwards has been up early in this one, walking the sidelines. He's watching right now as Jay Cashock has it left block, working against John Parker Reagan. Shots up, no good. Got picked up by Eli Smith. He passes to Grant Strong. He misses his 8-foot jumper off the glass. Rebounded by Will Aminette, quickly across the timeline, passes head to Mark Smith, he's to the hoop, misses his shot, rebounds Heaton Arms. Arms to Strong, Strong to Sharp, Sharp at right block, Sharp shoots and scores.
Great pass, great shot by Sharp.
Good transition, we had Arms to Strong to Sharp for a quick bucket. Pickett County ball now, Clay County with a 3-point lead, 24-21. Will Aminette with it out top, Pickett County slows it down, trying to have good shot selection on this possession. John Parker Reagan with it, working against Arms. Good defense, forces a bad shot. Grant Strong gets the rebound. Strong across the timeline. He's got that look in his eye. Wants to go. Gives up to Smith. And Smith can't connect from the left block. But Smith gets his own rebound. Kicks the shot. Three-pointer no good from right wing. Rebounded by Zach Aminette. Aminette drives down. Jumper no good. Knocked out of bounds by Pickett County. Bulldog basketball. I can't hardly keep up with the pace.
Yeah, well, they're moving up and down the floor.
It's just back and forth, guys, but I tell you what it is, it's a great defense. We see the transition, getting the ball out fast. You see Arms and Ashlott with the defense defending the rim on this end, and then you got Copeland and Reagan doing the same thing on the other end. So just great defense.
You call it, Thomas, that's exactly what it is. It's not poor shooting. It's not anything like that. These are two of the best shooting teams around. It is great defense. Clay County with the ball right now and a three-point lead. Ashlock with it at right elbow, drives the right side of the lane, dishes to Kerr. Kerr shots up. No good, but he
but got
down.
A foul.
Goes to the line to shoot two. Alec Kerr had checked in just a few moments ago for Jeff Spivey. And Kerr making his presence known immediately as he gets to the free throw line.
And that's the Ashlock effect right there. Caught it on the post, had three collapse on him. Triple team, found Kerr cutting the lane and got fouled from the backside help.
Kerr misses his first free throw. On the floor for Clay County right now as Kerr prepares for a second shot is Grant Strong, Keaton Arms, Alec Kerr, Eli Smith, and Jake Ashlock. Kerr releases the second one, hits off the back of the iron, rebounded by Will Aminette. Aminette across the timeline, working against Kerr, wants to go all the way to the hoop. He does so. Shots up, no good, though. Rebound by Keaton Arms. Arms ahead to Strong. Strong with it, wrap block, keeps it, shots up good. Strong with a great job of bending his body
control. Yeah, it's a good body control.
It was. Two more for the sophomore, Grant Strong, and Clay County leads by 5, 26-21. 3 minutes left, second quarter. This is the biggest lead of the night for either squad, a 5-point lead for Clay County. As we said, 26-21. John Parker Reagan with it, left corner, gives off to Mark Smith. Now Copeland, now with Aminette out top. Now to his brother Zach at right wing, working against Eli Smith. He gets past Smith, Alec Kerr helps cut him off baseline. A pass now out to John Parker Reagan, who dishes off to Will Aminette. He drives baseline back out to Copeland at free throw range. He works against Ashlock. Shots up. No good. Rebounded by Mark Smith. He gives to Aminette. They're going to have another chance here. Are the Bobcats at points? Will Aminette, three-pointer, no good from right wing. Rebounded by Keaton Arms. Arms gives Ashlock. Ashlock going to bring it down the court.
Coach Edwards frustrated with the second chance opportunities that Pickett County is getting here with offensive rebounds. And then Arms finally corrals it for Clay County and starts the other way.
2:10 left, second quarter. Grant Strong with it, drives into the lane, kicks out Eli Smith, swings it back to Strong, who's at the top of the key, goes behind the back into the paint, and he's fouled by Mark Smith. A nice job by Strong of drawing the foul, and Grant's going to go to the line to shoot two.
Yeah, great move to get to the shot.
It was.
Went behind the back, guys, jump stop. Got in there, hung long enough to get the harm before he put the shot up, and Strong makes the first.
2:01 left. Just Strong's at the line to prepare for his second attempt. Clay County up by 6, 27-21. Winner of this one moves on to the region championship Thursday night here at Livingston Academy. That'll be a 7 o'clock tip-off. Strong hits the second, and the Dogs are up by 7. 28-21, under 2 minutes now to play. Is Alec Kerr's all over Zach Aminette. Aminette's putting hands on Kerr to get him off of him. He better watch it. They'll call an offensive foul against him. Will Amonette, three-pointer, out wing, no good. Rebound, Keaton Arms. Arms playing big, pulling out a lot of rebounds.
I believe that's about three rebounds he's picked up.
It is.
He's got a nose for the ball, Daniel. He goes to it, and he snatches it with control. When he gets it in Strong, puts it up another one, Daniel.
Misses that jump shot from left block off the glass, no good. Strong doing a good job of using the backboard tonight, but it's not been his friend in some cases. Amonette comes down. It's Will on the layup, no good. Swatted away by Keaton Arms. Ashok comes up with the loose ball. Passes ahead to his classmate, Mason Sharp. Sharp, the senior shooting guard, got it with 1:10 left in the second quarter.
Looks like we might hold this one for the last one.
Edwards up, talking to his player there. Sends in the play. Sharp swings it around to Strong. Strong drives into the paint. Baseline jumper now. Keaton Arms, no good. Rebounded by Zach Amonette. 50 seconds and ticking. Second quarter, 28-21 the score. Clay County in front. Pickett County with the ball.
You know, Pickett County hadn't scored in about 2 minutes, Daniel. 3:16 mark. They made a free throw. Clay County's on a 6-0 run to close out this first half.
And we're down to 35 seconds remaining here. Zach Amonette working against Kerr. Kerr getting the best of that matchup, though. Finally, Amonette gets past him. Shot no good, in and out. Amonette's having to work so hard just to get a look that when he does get it off, he's so flustered, he shot off tonight. And it's rebounded by Kerr, who brings it across the timeline with 20 seconds left. Dishes off to Ashlop. Time ticks down to 15 seconds. Clay County with a 28-21 lead. Now the clock at 10 seconds. Ashlock
going to the zone again, Daniel. Move to the zone to try to get it out of the hands of Ashlock.
5 seconds left. He gives to Kerr. Kerr with it. Picks up the dribble. Mason Sharp now top of the key. Three-pointer. No good at the buzzer. First half is over here at Livingston Academy. Clay County leading by 7, 28-21 over Pickett County.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainsboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Bay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Macon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Clay County will celebrate its 150th anniversary in 2020, and plans are underway to help make next year the most memorable in the county's history. Events will be held all year long, with a special emphasis on the county's founding date in mid-year. Dozens of volunteers will be needed for this effort, and we invite you to be a part of it. For more information, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here at Livingston Academy, where Clay County leads Pickett County 28-21 in the Region 3A semifinal matchup. It's do or die tonight, and Jake Ashlock has come on for Clay County. 10 first half points. Grant Strong has 8. Mason Sharp 4. Gunner Silk 1. And Jeffrey Spivey 5 for Clay County. They led 17-16 at the end of the first quarter, and then closed out the first half on a 6-0 run to take the largest lead of the ball game at 7 points. 11-5, they outscored the Bobcats in that second stanza. For Pickett County, Luke Smith has 2 points. They're being led by John Parker Reagan with 7. Slade Copeland has 4. Zach Amonette being held to 5 points tonight. We've seen Coach Edwards run 4 players at him. Alec Kerr, Gunner Silk, Mason Sharp, several more just playing great defense against one of the leading scorers in this league, Zach Amonette. Will Amonette has 3 for Pickett County. Again, Clay County leads 28-21 here in the Region 3A semifinals.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer, now known as PMI Biopharma Solutions, which will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. Biopharma Solutions offers an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's PMI Biopharma Solutions. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today. Back here on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, Clay County leading 28-21 over Pickett County. 3 minutes away now from halftime. I want to go ahead and talk a little bit about any potential donations that somebody might have that they want to send over to Cookeville. If you don't have a way to get over in that direction, feel free to drop anything you'd like to off at Clay County High School or at Salina K-8 Schools, either one in the morning or any time tomorrow, and then Thursday morning perhaps. We'll try to get that stuff over to Cookeville. It's my understanding basically anything would be of use, even things like kids' books and toys, personal hygiene products, socks, underwear, all those things we take for granted, soap, diapers, wipes, just a plethora of things. I'm sure you can get on the internet and find all that information. So many people losing absolutely everything that they've got, and if we can help try to get life back to normal for them as soon as possible, that'd be great. Also, another message I'd received,
said that if anyone's available, there's a group that's meeting in Coolboy at the old Hobby Lobby parking lot in the morning at 8 o'clock. If they want to volunteer and you've got a chainsaw, come over that way. They're going to send folks out to try to clear debris and try to help get the electric companies and the water companies and all those folks a clear path of work to get all those utilities restored as soon as possible. Coach Watson, one of the most devastating things in my memory around here.
Absolutely. You know, we haven't had one that, you know, we've had them above us, below us for a number of years. But, you know, it seems like this one was just just kind of set down over here in Putnam County and in a residential area where there's a lot of subdivisions.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of times, you know, I've heard some of the weathermen talking today that a lot of times in, you know, open fields and farmland, but this one really was just in subdivisions with lots and lots of people there.
Right. That's right. They announced earlier they are taking up donations here at Livingston Academy during the first region semifinal game between Murray and Gordonsville. $3,000 in cash money was collected. They're also doing that during this contest, so hopefully they'll match that same number. So anyway, we'll get back and talk a little basketball. But we just wanted to make mention that if you did have something you would like to donate, and you don't have a way to get it to cook, well, feel free to bring it by any of the schools, and I'll personally make sure it gets picked up. We'll get it where it needs to go. Coach, 30 seconds left before they get this thing started. Clay County has not trailed in this game. It's been tied a lot. Piggott County has never led the Dogs. What do you think we need to see? It's 28-21 right now.
Well,
what do we need to do to keep it that way?
Hopefully our shooting will settle down a little bit. We've missed a lot of shots that we normally hit, but of course they've missed a bunch of shots. But I think theirs have been more our good defense. Ours, we have just kind of missed some shots tonight that we normally don't. And we just got to continue what we're going, and not let them make a run on us.
It's been typical this year to see Grant Strong really turn on in the third and fourth quarters. He'll go through, have a good first half, but a fairly quiet one. He'll explode in the second half. Let's see if it happens tonight as we are under action here. Piggott County with the basketball. They've switched into the floor. Will Amonette adds the first points of the third quarter. 28-23 now the score. Clay County working at the hoop to our left. Piggott County the hoop to our right for the remainder of this contest. Bulldogs with the basketball. Mason Sharp, right wing, goes inside to Jake Ashok. He spins into the paint, shots up, it's good.
Triple team.
I think he deserved that one to come out.
He did. You're seeing Jake draw contact every time. Now, they're calling a good, clean game tonight, but unless you get out of position with your arms trying to block the shot, they're going to let you exchange body blows down low.
They are, and Ashlock turned back in, split the double team in the middle, and then took on another defender on that one to get that one to go.
Piggott County with the ball, with Amonette with it out top, swings it around to Slade Copeland. Copeland now to Zach Amonette, who drives baseline, working against Gunner Seal. He has the dish back off to Luke Smith, who gives it back to Zach Amonette. Amonette, as we said, scoring probably around 24, 25 points a game. Clay County's held him to what, Thomas? 5 at this point?
They have, and Gunner Silk picks his pocket, Daniel.
Amonette
gets it back.
He does. Amonette recovers that loose ball. And now Mason Sharp comes over to the coach to defend him. Zach Amonette, jump shot taken and hit from the free throw line. He's such a good scorer, you're not going to hold him to nothing, but they've contained him to this point. 30-25 the score. Clay County with a 5-point lead. 6 minutes and 40 seconds, third quarter.
You see Coach Joseph Amonette changing things up a little bit. Put everybody down on the baseline and just let his oldest or his larger son, they're twins, work out there one-on-one.
Mason Sharp with it out top. Clay County playing slow, looking for a good shot on this possession. Sharp swings at the Spivey, left wing. Jeff kicks it over to Gunner. He goes inside to Ashok at high post. He drives, 6-foot jumper, good. Jake Ashok, missed much in there.
Great touch.
He has 14, I believe, now on the night. 32-25 the score. Clay County leading by 7. Zach Amonette, right block, shots up, no good. Rebounded by Copeland, who kicks it back to Amonette. 3-pointer, no good. Rebound this time by Spivey, who has it taken away from him by John Parker Reagan. Reagan passes to Copeland. Now Will Amonette up top. He kicks across to Zach Amonette, who drives against Mason Sharp. Zach desperately wanting to get a shot off, but Sharp all over him. He has to back out, tries to drive again, gets a shot away, and Mason Sharp there just to deny that
great
shot.
Great defense.
Just an air ball by Zach Emanet, one of the best pure shooters in the district. However, well, such a horrible shot because of the presence of Sharp.
Well, Emanet went in not to shoot the ball, but to try to draw the foul, and straight up was Mason Sharp, and he just threw it up there, Daniel. Made him look pretty bad.
Give and go between Ashok and Strong. Strong has his shot blocked, but he got some of the body, too, and Graham will go to the line to shoot, too, as Luke Smith called for the foul.
It's that great exchange again from those two guys.
Yes.
That's how you draw a foul. You go to the rim hard to score.
Yeah, Amonette did a weak version of it and didn't get the call. Strong with an aggressive version, he did get the call. Knocks down the front end of his two free throws, making the score 33-25. Clay County up by 8 points, their biggest lead of the contest. Now a 9-point lead, 34-25. This is the fourth meeting between these teams. The first meeting was the biggest win. Clay County has won all three of them. They won that one by around 14 points. Since then, they won by 2 and 4. It's been tight recently.
Tag Smith with another foul there, Daniel. Guarding Amonette. You know, Amonette getting frustrated here, looking for those calls, and he got one.
We can throw bodies at him all night. We've got Silk, we've got Smith, we've got Sharp, we've got Alec Kerr, Jimmy Burchett if we need him. So we'll be able to closely defend Zach Amonette all night long. 4:55 and ticking, third quarter. Clay County up by 9, 34-25. Pickett County with the basketball. Will Amonette with it out top. Dishes off to Mark Smith. He's at right wing. Passes to Copeland. Kicks it out to Amonette. He travels. I honestly didn't see it. And Joseph Amonette bewildered as well. That was the call, though, and Clay County comes up with a good opportunity here to take a double-digit lead.
So many of these guys anymore don't know how to show the referee their pivot foot. And that, you know, they get that called against them a lot.
There is an art to that. Mason Sharp out top for the Bulldogs. Gives to Ashok. Ashok right box. Shots up. No good. Pretty good defense that time. Rebounded by John Parker Reagan. He's quickly across the timeline to Will Amonette. Three-pointer from right wing. No good. Rebound Strong. Grant with it looking for an outlet pass. Can't find one. Brings it down the floor himself. Three-pointer. No good. Short off the front of the line.
We needed that one.
4:10 and ticking, third quarter. Zach Amonette shot up, left-hand layup, no good. Rebounded and put back, though, by Mark Smith. The senior post player adding 2 points for Pickett County, making it 34-27. Clay County in front by 9. Grant Strong for about 7, I mean. Grant puts us back in front by 9 with an 8-foot jumper from the right side of the lane. 3:50 and ticking, third quarter. 36-27, actually making 36-29. Zach Amonette scores. Clay County up by 7. Bulldogs want to slow it down for a moment. Catch their breath. Grant Strong with it slowly down the court.
You know, this is where Clay County kind of put this game away. 3 minutes to go here in this third quarter. You know, they're up by 7, have been up by as many as 9. It's time to drive it home, and you do it through Jake Ashlock right here. Get it in the paint. Let him do his magic to kick it out for the 3 or work it inside as Smith takes a 3.
Eli Smith, 3-point attempt, no good. Rebound Spivey, put back, no good. Strong.
Strong puts it in. Good job. Good job on the offensive board, Clay County.
Great hustle by Strong and Spivey. Spivey actually had 2 offensive rebounds and putbacks that were no good before Strong cleaned it up. 3:03 left, third quarter. Pickett County basketball, 38-29 the score. Clay County leads by 9.
2 freshmen re-enter here, Arms and Kerr, Daniel. Another body thrown at Amonette.
Zach Amonette scoring a 3-pointer, and a timeout's going to be taken by Pickett County. Coach Edwards very upset with Alec Kerr for letting Amonette get that shot off so easy. 2:55 mark of the third quarter.
Look like
Clay County leads by 6, 38-32.
Look like Phil's coming back.
Voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Livingston Academy, where Clay County leads 38-32 over Pickett County. And Daniel, both Jake Ashlock and Grant Strong have 14 points in this contest, and they both got four here in the second half. All the scoring for Clay County in this third quarter.
Well, we went to the well many times.
Strong got six, so that's 10 they've scored in this quarter.
Gunner Silk back into the contest, has it out top for Clay County. He gives off to Ashok. Ashok drives against Reagan. Left box shot's up good, and they're going to say Reagan fouled him. Ashok going to go to the line to try to complete the three-point play. What a great play by the senior. And that's what we get into, Coach. We talked pregame about how Ashok would have that motivation. This could be his last contest. He's playing like it might be.
Yes, he is.
Grant Strong goes to the bench to get a breather. As we see Jeff Spivey come back in for him, Ashok cannot complete the three-point play, but Keaton Arms kept it alive. They blow the whistle.
A little late on that whistle.
Yeah, they were. They say he stepped on the baseline.
We had possession inbounds time the whistle went off, didn't we?
He did. Pickett County basketball, 2.5 minutes left to play, third quarter. Clay County with an 8-point lead, 40-32. John Parker Reagan drives, kicks it out to Mark Smith. Smith in the left corner circles around. Wrap box shot, no good. Rebound Ashok.
Take our time. Get us 2 points down this time.
Jake dishes off to Gunner, who nonchalantly comes across the timeline. Clay County with an 8-point lead. No rush here, like Coach Watson said. Clay County looking for a good shot. We work it to Spivey at left wing. Jeff looks inside to Ashlock.
Oh.
Could not hang on to that pass, though. Spivey actually had dished off to Arms. Arms tried to go over the top of a defender to Ashlock.
And a little bit deep on the pass.
Yeah, they couldn't hook up. Pickett County basketball is a good idea, just not well executed.
Well, all of the defenders went to Ashlock, leaving Arms there. He was already in the motion of giving the pass. He's actually open for the shot. Should have pulled up at the free throw line.
Pickett County with the ball. Minute 50 left, third quarter. Clay County with the lead, though, 40-32. Zach Amonette, left wing, works against Mason Sharp, gets into the paint, shots up and good. Amonette just doing a good job there creating the opportunity. Silk with it, wants to go coast to coast, circles back out, though. He's at left wing right now, defended by Will Amonette, picks up the dribble inside the Ashok. Ashok baseline, shots up, no good. But Jake will go to the line to shoot two. Ashok, such a great free throw shooter. He did miss his last attempt there. He was around 90% on the season, according to stats provided by assistant coach Andrew Mettis. 1:31 on the clock left in the third as Ashok's in the line. He misses that first shot.
Zach Amonette's got 9 of his 14 points here in this third quarter, Daniel. You see Coach Edwards trying to find the right combination. He's running a lot of guys at him. Amonette's just a pretty good player. As Ashlock misses both.
Very rare for Jake to miss two free throws in a row, and he does so. Say Copeland with it for Pete.
Wow.
He travels. Coach Edwards upset with something. Got up off the bench, threw the towel to the floor. I think he's just intense like these players are, like we are. This is a big one. This is winners go on, losers go home. Region 3A semifinals. Clay County up by 6 with 1:15 left in the third, Thomas.
Like I say, it's Amonette. Amonette's had 5 points in the first half, has got 9 already in this third quarter. And the coach just switching guys in and out, trying to find the right combination to slow him down.
Silk with it out top for the Bulldogs. Goes to Eli Smith, left wing.
Spivey,
a bad pass, though, was recovered by Strong. A fast step on Ashlock, who scores.
Great pass. Way to see the floor.
Grant Strong elevated for a jump shot. Drew defenders to him. Dished it off to Ashlock for the easy finish. 45 seconds left, third quarter. Pickett County with the ball. Clay County with an 8-point lead. 42-34. 3-point attempt. Zach Amonette. Good. What a shooter. What a shooter. That was not an easy shot to make. A fadeaway jumper off of a screen, and he knocks it down. 42-37 the score. Clay County up by 5. Pickett County, timeout taken. 34 seconds left, third quarter.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Macon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Livingston Academy, where the lead is down to 5, Daniel, for Clay County, 42-37. And it's all about Zach Amonette for Piggy County right now. He's got 12 points in this quarter alone for 17 on the night. But Jake Ashlock coming on, too. He's got 18.
Got to slow down, Zach Amonette. 30 seconds left, third quarter. Clay County basketball. Gunner Silk with it. No doubt they'll play for the last shot here. Silk just standing. Down to 20 seconds.
Instead of the 2-3, there looks like they might be going to a 1-3-1 to try to save off this play here, Daniel.
10 seconds now. Silk still with it out top. Goes to Strong. 5 seconds on the clock.
Double Strong.
Strong drives to the hoop. Shot set. Short off the side of the rim. John Parker Reagan rebound. 3-point attempt at the buzzer. No good. 3 quarters are over here at Livingston Academy. Clay County with a 5-point lead, 42-37, heading into the fourth.
What's a sesquicentennial? It's a 150-year anniversary, and Clay County will celebrate that milestone in 2020 with a year-long slate of events. The main celebration will be in June, the month the county was formed. The 150 celebration will combine county and community history, cultural events, and lots of down-home fun. For more information or to volunteer to help plan the 150, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
8 minutes left to settle this season for one of these two squads. Clay County now with a 5-point advantage and the basketball to start this fourth and final quarter of action. Gunner Silk out top, gives off to Jeff Spivey. Spivey tries to go inside to Ashcott, can't do it, swings it to Strong, and left wing instead. Strong with it, defended by Luke Smith. Strong drives, we have a foul on the floor. John Parker Reagan, I think, no, they're going to say Jake Ashcott, and Coach Edwards wants an explanation. Ashcott and Reagan.
A double foul, double foul.
Okay. Reagan with his second foul, Ashok with his second as well, I believe. Clay County maintains possession of the ball due to the double foul. Inbound Ashok, he lays it in.
And a leave, whistle. Leave the ball alone, Jake.
A whistle is blown to stop play. What was it, Coach?
He smacked the ball out of bounds after the shot.
Okay.
He got a warning on that.
All right. Piggy County basketball. 44-37 after Ashlock adds into Ashlock having perhaps the best game of his entire senior season, and that's saying something because he's played good throughout. Zach Amonette, baseline shot, just flooded out of bounds by Jeff Spivey. One of the best transition plays I've seen all year.
He drove it down his throat, Daniel.
I would have liked seeing a jump ball on that. I believe that's what it was.
What a play by the sophomore as he rejected Zach Amonette. Amonette with it on the inbound. He drives into the paint, picks up the dribble, slides, gives it to Copeland. He goes back to Zach Amonette. Amonette, such a great player, tries to create space against Silk, misses the shot. Ashok with the rebound. Gunner with it now on the point. He's across the timeline for Clay County. Bulldogs 44, Bobcats 37 here. And Silk forces a shot. No good. Rebound with Amonette. Amonette passes ahead to his brother and it's knocked out of bounds. Nice Spivey. Piggy Caddy got an inbound from beneath their own goal.
great play by Spivey there because they had lost Amonette. He was fading to the corner for a corner three, Daniel. Spivey just got that long arm out there and knocked it out of bounds.
Perhaps save 3 points. With Amonette inbound for Piggott County. Works it in to John Parker Reagan. He's defended by Ashoff. Reagan works it right block. Shots up, no good. Got his own rebound, though. Dishes off to Will Amonette. Shots up, no good. Rebound to Ashoff. Watch him fight down the alley. Pass ahead to Strong. Strong with it at right wing. Drives against Luke Smith. Gets the right block. Shots up. Good.
Good. Drops in.
6.5 minutes left in this Region 3A semifinal. 46-37 the score. Clay County in front by nine. The Bulldogs have not trailed in this game. It's been tied several times as Eli Smith picks up a third foul. He was close to defending Zach Amonette. Amonette kind of leaned into him and drew the foul, even though it was more aggressively on the offensive part. Piggott County inbounds to Smith. Smith swings to Copeland. He fires a three, top of the key, no good. Rebound Ashok. Ashok out and pass to Strong. Strong at left wing, drives, gets it knocked out of his hand. And they're going to say that it's Piggott County basketball. And the Clay County faithful who are sitting on the baseline are just screaming their opinions at the official. Piggott County ball. Strong had it knocked out of his hands. And we have Piggott County ball here. So Will Amonette with it. Right wing. Picks up the dribble. Passes off to Zach. Zach Amonette gets into the free throw line. And another foul called by Eli Smith. And he can't believe it. He's picked up his fourth. It looks like Clean D. As the energy level in this gym picks up, the officials becoming more involved in this contest.
They have. They've decided to make themselves known here in this fourth quarter. And Piggott County getting close to going to the line, I think.
Bobcats inbound. Luke Smith with it out top. Drives against Grant Strong. Picks up the dribble. 8 feet from the hoop. Kicks it back out to Zach Amonette. 5:45 remains here in this quarter. 46-37 the score. Clay County leads by nine. Amonette misses the shot. Rebounded by Strong.
Strong maybe isolate Ashlock here. One-on-one in the paint.
Strong hands off to Smith. Eli dribbles to his left. Goes back to Strong. Ashlock now comes out to set the screen. Strong in trouble in a trap. It's knocked out of bounds by Luke Smith. Clay County maintains possession. They'll inbound from in front of the Clay County bench. Gunner Silk re-enters the contest. Eli Smith sets down. 5:18 left, fourth quarter. Clay County with a 9-point lead, 46-37.
You see Piggott County jumping every ball screen when Strong comes off of it with the ball. They're going to double him every time, try to make him get rid of it.
Mason Sharp out top gets to Ashlock at right wing, who comes cross court to Strong. 3-point attempt, left wing, no good.
Come.
Grant has not found a mark from distance tonight. He has scored a lot of points, none of them from behind the arc. Piggott County to inbound as Strong's shot hit the rim and went out of bounds. 5 minutes left. 9-point lead for Clay County, 46-37. Piggott County basketball kicked out of bounds by Mason Sharp. Getting down to the short rows now.
Yes, we are.
About half a quarter left in it.
You know, we talk about, of course, the defensive MVP, Gunner Silk, but we've talked about this before. You know, Mason Sharp does a great job on the defensive end, and you saw it there, Daniel. And there's Silk causing another steal from Amonette. They're going to call it jump ball.
Jump ball. It was Luke Smith and Grant Strong on the floor hustling, fighting for it. Possession arrow in favor of Piggott County with Amonette inbound. 4:38 left in the contest. Works it into Smith. Smith crossed the paint to Reagan. He scores. Good play.
Hey, he got him on his back.
Clay County with the ball. Grant Strong baseline. He scores. What a play. I can't even describe it. Just an outstanding athletic play by the sophomore. Luke Smith, three-pointer. No good on the Piggott County end. Rebounded and put back by Clay Copeland. Copeland scores. Gets the and one. A foul's going to be called on Spivey, who came in hustling and ran into the back of Copeland on the shot. That is Jeff's third personal. Keaton Arms going to check in for him. Keaton has seen a lot of action in the first half, though, so he's pretty fresh. 48-41 the score. Clay County in front. Copeland at the line trying to make it a 6-point game. Free throws away. Good. Two-possession game here. Half a quarter left. 4:15 on this clock. Both fan bases starting to get vocal here. He's Gunner Silk with it out top. Going to have to get rid of the ball. He does so to Grant Strong. Strong goes baseline. Shot away, no good. Rebound Keaton Arms. And a foul's going to be called against Luke Smith. And that's kind of a cheap one. Smith didn't really have much contact. I think the senior may have got given something he didn't deserve, but we'll take it. It's going to send Keaton Arms to the line to shoot two.
You can't say enough about Keaton Arms and the minutes he's given, Daniel. He comes off the bench. He hasn't played a whole lot, but he makes an impact when he's on the floor. He's probably got three or four rebounds tonight already and only played, you know, just limited time.
Such a level-headed player. You see a lot of freshmen that are jittery and nervous. That's not him at all. Very calm out there. He hit.
Got the bounce on that one.
He did. He missed the first, hit the second. Clay County with a seven-point lead, 49-42. 3:50 and ticking, fourth quarter. Tiki County ball stolen by Gunner Silk. Took it out of the hands of Amonette. Silk down the court, all the way to the hoop, passes across to Sharp. He scores the right block. The defensive MVP of District 7, showing everybody why he got that honor on that play. Zach Amonette back with it for Piggott County. He's working against Mason Sharp, and they're going to say that he committed an offensive foul, a charge called against Zach Amonette. It was Mason Sharp who was there to draw the contact. Timeout taken by Piggott County. Clay County leading by 9, 51-42, 3.5 minutes left.
We need to take
Cattle Farmers.
We need to take our time.
The guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer, now known as PMI Biopharma Solutions, which will make your herd reproduction process more efficient and profitable. Biopharma Solutions offers an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Biosciences PMI Biopharma Solution. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
3 minutes and 30 seconds remain in the 2020 season for one of these two teams. 51-42 the score. Clay County with a 9-point lead. Jay Cashock to inbound. Works into Gunner Silk, who goes back to Ashok, who goes to Sharp. Clay County trying to get it across the timeline, working against full court pressure. They do.
Oh, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
Jake Ashok forcing the issue, a rare mistake by the senior. Tried to do a half court pass to Keaton Arms, who was open on the baseline, but the pass was too high.
He was. He had him, Daniel. Just got it a little high, like you said. Got a little excited. Too much air under that one.
3:10 left in the fourth quarter. Zach Amonette with it. Dangerous offensive player for Piggott County. And a foul going to be called. Who's going to get it?
Gunner Silk lowered his shoulder just enough to get the offensive, well, not really offensive foul, but just running through the screen there, Daniel.
Piggott County then, ma'am. That was the sixth team foul for Clay County. The next time they commit one, Piggott County will be in the 1-1. Zach Amonette, three-point attempt, no good. Rebound, guess who? Jake Ashok. Kicks it out to Arms. Arms ahead to Sharp. Left block layup. Good.
Great pass.
Yes.
And a good finish.
2:45 remaining. Clay County up by 11. 53-42. Will Amonette with it. Works against Sharp. Mason denies him access to the hoop. He has to circle back out top. Will passes off to his brother Zach. Zach working against Gunner Silk. Gunner right there. Right in his hip pocket. Still with him. 5 second call.
I believe Keaton got that one, I believe.
It was a two-man deal, Keaton Arms. Gunner Silk, now the defensive MVP, doing it once again.
Guys, we talked about how upset Coach Edwards was in that third quarter.
Clay County. Timeout.
What I say, 12 points in that third quarter. He's scoreless so far in this fourth.
And we have 2 minutes and 26 seconds remaining in this Region 3A semifinal. A timeout has been taken on the floor. Full timeout. We'll probably get one out in. Clay County leads by 11, 53-42.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Tri-County Electric can help make gift-giving easier for any occasion. We carry Panamax surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri-County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated, and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
On the inbound play, the ball was worked into Grant Strong. Strong was closely defended. He went to turn, and a Piggy County defender
there. Didn't give him any room to move.
He did, and that's what Coach Edwards is so frustrated about. They did call the offensive foul on Strong. Piggy County with the ball. 2:15 left. Opportunities becoming less for them with every passing second off the clock. Slade Copeland, three-pointer, right wing, no good. Rebound, Grant Strong. He's going to go all the way with it. Free throw line, right block, shots up, no good. Foul's going to be called. Grant's going to go to the line to shoot two. 2:03 remains in the contest. 53-42 the score. Clay County with a 12-point lead. The Grant Strong's at the line to try to add two. Strong may have a little blood on him. An official sends him over to get a towel at the bench. I know when football, they make you come off a play. In basketball, I don't know, because he's the free throw shooter. So
he might be able to trade a timeout for it. I don't know.
Coach Edwards has only called one in the contest, so he's good there.
Yeah.
They're going to take that timeout.
Yeah,
you're right.
I think that's the trade-off.
We saw the same thing during the district semi game. Coach Amanette did it in that one. Okay, folks, timeout is taken, so Grant Strong can get a small bleed took care of. 2:03 remains in the contest. Strong will be behind the shoot, too. 53-42 the score. Clay County leads.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection, because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Back here to live action, Grant Strong comes in and hit both of those free throws.
Got him patched up and got two free throws.
Sure did. Had to change jerseys. He now wears the number 3 instead of the 11. 55-42 the score. Piggott County comes down, misses the layup. Jake Ashoff with it. Zach Amanette comes in trying to get it away from him. Almost paid dearly as Ashlock fought for the ball.
Pretty vigorous takeaway there.
Amanette almost got elbowed by Jake Ashlock there inadvertently. He didn't, though, and Ashlock's going to walk the length of the court to get the 1-1. Both teams in the bonus now. 1:48 left in this contest. Clay County 55, Piggott County 42. Ashok hit the line to try to build on this 13-point lead. Ashok knocks down the first one, earning the right to shoot the second. Second one's away. Jake's
and it's
on
good
that
also.
Piggott County inbounds the basketball. 1:45 left in the contest. Zach Aminette up top, hands off to Will. He drives the paint, shots up. It's good. Timeout's going to be taken. Full timeout by Piggott County. We will be back. 1:39 left in the contest. Clay County 57, Piggott County 44.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Bacon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina Branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
What's a sesquicentennial? It's a 150-year anniversary, and Clay County will celebrate that milestone in 2020 with a year-long slate of events. The main celebration will be in June, the month the county was formed. The 150 celebration will combine county and community history, cultural events, and lots of down-home fun. For more information or to volunteer to help plan the 150, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, Livingston Academy, Clay County, 69 seconds away, actually 99 seconds away from a potential trip to the region title game and the Class A sectional. Strong with it, loses the basketball with Aminette. Dishes off to Reagan. Reagan across to Zach Aminette, and the ball goes out of bounds. What a costly mistake for Piggott County. They had a layup opportunity.
Seems like these guys are trained to throw the ball to Aminette instead of sometimes taking a shot they should be taking themselves.
Reagan should have kept that, yes. He's a fine scorer himself. Strong with it. Cross court to Silk. Minute 15 left to play. Back to Grant Strong in the paint. Kicks it back out. Clay County going to make Piggott County come foul.
And I don't...
A minute 5 and ticking left is Mason Sharp's fouled, and he'll go to the line to shoot the front end of a 1-1. Each team has 8 team fouls now. And we do see Sharp go to the line. Clay County leads by 13, 57 to 44. Coach Rob Edwards here, if his Bulldogs can hang on, going to have 447 career wins. If Sharp does miss the front end of that free throw, Coach Watson, that'll tie you for boys wins in Bulldog basketball.
That's great. No, that's great.
Such a great group of players in your day and in his day. Clay County with the ball here after a Piggott County missed shot. Mason Sharp lays in the two-pointer, and that's the icing on the cake. We got 40 seconds left, but this one's over, folks. Clay County up by 15 as Zach Aminette drives down. He is fouled by Gunnar Silk. He'll go to the line to shoot. I don't know if they'll call a shooting foul or not. He may be guaranteed to.
That's a big part right there with only 3 fouls on Gunner tonight with the defense he's been playing.
That's a good point. He fouled out the last time that they met.
Still scoreless here as Aminette misses the free throw.
We see head coach Joseph Aminette putting his substitutes in, letting them see the floor for the final 36 seconds. A class move on his part. 59-44. Currently the scorer is Zach Aminette at the line. He hit the first free throw, hits the second as well. 14 points the difference. Clay County going to go on to Thursday night's region title game as Grant Strong comes across the timeline, passes to Spivey, who was fouled by Mark Smith. Jeff going to go to the line to shoot the 1-1. As I was saying before, Coach Edwards going to move to 447 and 188 during his 20-year career with this win tonight. And Coach Watson, I know that's something you have applauded. You know, you kind of mentioned in the last broadcast, you know, that's great. That's what we want to see happen in Clay County.
That's why you keep the records for the next guy to have something to shoot for.
Exactly. such a legendary career that you had, and fortunately we're kind of seeing a replication with similar style numbers here in the 21st century with Coach Edwards as Fabi hits the first free throw there. Going to shoot the second. It's also good. Clay County up now 61-45. 25 seconds left in this game. Zach Amonette, three-pointer, a long one, no good. Rebounds Fabi. This one's all but done. Pickett County going to call off the troops. Clay County going to let this time tick off. 15 seconds now. Thursday night, 7 o'clock, Livingston Academy. Clay County, Monterey, round three of this season. They'll settle it to find out who gets to host the 2020 Class A sub-state game. The buzzer sounds here, and this one has gone final. Clay County 61, Pickett County 45. We will be back for the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top performer by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer, now known as PMI Biopharma Solutions, which will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. Biopharma Solutions offers an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's PMI Biopharma Solutions. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Back here on the Farm Bureau postgame show, Clay County now 28-3 on this season with their win tonight. Final score 61-45. They stamped their ticket
to the region title game and the Class A sectional or sub-state, if you want to call it that. Obviously, the region title game will dictate whether that sub-state game takes place in Salina or on the road somewhere else. This will be the 12th sub-state appearance during the 20 seasons that Rob Edwards has been the head of this Clay County program. What a great game tonight. It was tied several times. Clay County never trailed in this game, and it was thanks to early senior play by Jake Ashok. I know we questioned his health coming into this one, Thomas, with a bone bruise, but from the opening tip, he brought it, helped establish that tempo.
He did. You know, we called him out to start. We don't normally do that, but this was a game Jake Ashok and Mason Sharp, the seniors, had to step up in. Grant Strong had another great night,
sure
just
did.
Like he does night in and night out. But the difference tonight was Jake Ashok's
absolutely
game against
Big Cat. Absolutely. I mean, Jake set the pace early. That
he did.
And he got their attention, and I think maybe that changed the focus of the ball game just a little bit.
It did. Well, you saw him double and triple and
right.
Team down where you could hit Mason Sharp out on the perimeter. You know, Ashlock's a great passer from the post, and he found Grant a few times. He found Ashlock, found Kerr one time. I remember cutting the lane. So it wasn't just about his scoring. But just a great overall team effort. We saw in the fourth quarter defense step up, you know, shut down Zach Amonette. We saw Grant Strong step up in the fourth quarter. Just across the board, guys, this is great effort. But it turned kind of right there before the half. If you'll remember, Clay County closed out the first half on a 6-0 run, got up by 7, and then they increased that to 9 there in the third quarter back and forth. And then they just dominated the fourth quarter, outscored Pickett County 19-8 to put this one away.
You know, I think one of the major differences in this game was tonight that we didn't allow them very many offensive rebounds.
Yeah.
I know there was a few fumble balls down there that they came up with and they had scored off of them. But as far as getting an offensive rebound, they didn't get very many tonight.
You're spot on, Coach. I was talking to Coach Edwards before I came up here to the broadcast table, and that was one of his concerns. And one of the reasons why he switched Ashlock into the paint on Copeland to keep him in there, to keep Copeland off the offensive boards. And we saw the difference there, didn't we?
Well, you know, guys, sometimes over the years, when you have Copeland's a great shooter. But we came out there, I think, and basically we told him, hey, we ain't going to guard you out there. You can go ahead and shoot if you want to.
We
did.
And,
and I think sometimes that bothers the even great shooters.
It does. And talk about the defense. Let's talk about Pickett County scoring. Luke Smith had 2 points. John Parker Reagan finished with 9 after having 7 in the first half. That's another adjustment there that Coach Evers did a good job with and got his guys, got him shut down. Slade Copeland had 7. Zach Amonette, 18 points tonight. Big surge in that third quarter when you saw Coach Evers upset.
Mm-hmm.
The tide turned in the fourth. 1 free throw, and it came in the last minute.
What I was gonna say. How many free throws did he get tonight?
That's right. You're right, Coach. He only shot 1 tonight.
Wow.
Yeah,
and
I know he got 2 at the end and missed them both, guys.
Miss them both. That's right. But he didn't get any all night long.
Right,
and
no.
That's
no,
his
no,
game, driving the paint and going to the free throw line. And our guys did a great job not fouling.
I think these officials, they set a precedent early, you know. I mean, we're looking at your feet. We're not looking up at that upper body.
That's
we're
true.
Watching your feet also. And if those feet are taking 3 or 4 steps, hey, we're going to call walking on you.
Running out to scoring, Will Amonette with 7. Mark Smith with 2 for Pickett County. Clay County 2. 3 in double figures, 2 in high double figures. Keaton Arms had a point. Gunner Silk had a point. Jeffrey Spivey 7. Mason Sharp finished with 10 on the night. Grant Strong 20. And Jake Ashlock 22. That's tough to beat, guys.
Yeah, and you can't beat that.
Well, we've got 3 starters there in double figures, another just shy away from it. We're going to continue to win a lot of games in that fashion. We're going to play one last set of bats, come back and announce the TDS top performer from tonight's contest before we wrap it all up here from Livingston Academy. Stay with us one more time.
You got it.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Macon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina Branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
This is Melissa White of the Clay County Historic Preservation Committee, inviting you to be a part of our county's sesquicentennial celebration next year. Plans are already underway for the 150th anniversary in 2020, and dozens of volunteers will be needed for this effort. We need you to be a part of the biggest celebration in the county's history. For more information, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
This is Dan. Back here for the final time on this Farm Bureau Post Game Show. Clay County winners tonight, 61-45 to advance on to Thursday night's Region 3A Championship game against Monterey. Time to announce the TDS top performer from this contest. And it's a no-brainer for us, Thomas, Jake Ashlock. This was that night that he came out. If he didn't bring it tonight, this was going to be his last game. Mason Sharp as well. But Jake, you know, one of those two seniors really took this team on his shoulders early in it, set the tone, carried us the rest of the way.
Well, and that's what we've needed in this matchup all year long. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't have somebody that can stop Jake Ashlock free throw line down into the paint. And we saw that early on. Coach Edwards went to it early. Had 8 points in the first quarter, finished with 10 and a half, and then had a big third quarter, if you'll remember. He started both halves with Jake Ashlock in the paint, and he dominated. When the ball went in to the paint, Jake Ashlock worked it either with a short jumper, moved to the left, moved to the right, spin moves. We know the arsenal he has, and he showed it all tonight with 22 points. And I don't keep up with rebounds, but I dare say he probably had a double-double too.
He had several assists as well. And he's not 100%.
That's right.
I overheard his dad, Mark Ashlock, discussing it earlier today, and it's kind of one of those deals. He's not injured. He's just hurt. And it's something that ain't going to get any worse. It's a bruise. We're going to play through it. And he did a great job of doing that tonight. I don't know how uncomfortable it was for him, but he didn't let that show up as you watched him play tonight.
Right. Well, I want to go back to a statement I made probably mid-season, Daniel. And to me, Jake Ashlock is the MVP of this league. He didn't win it, but Dalton Marsh did. Dalton Marsh has never won a postseason game.
Right.
Dalton Marsh went home. Jake Ashlock has got his team back in the sub-state, back in the region championship. That's what an MVP does.
Enough said. Right. Folks, tonight's TDS top performer, Jake Ashlock. What a senior postseason campaign he is putting together. Well, another classic installment of the Bulldogs and the Bobcats. Fortunately, the Bulldogs, the victors tonight. Pekin County season does end. Coach Aminette and his two fine sons aren't going anywhere, though. The Bobcats are going to be a force to be reckoned with coming down the stretch. They only had two seniors on this team that saw the floor, that been Luke and Mark Smith, so they're not losing any offensive output much. They're going to be back next year with a vengeance for sure. It is Clay County that moves on to Thursday night's Region 3A championship game. Not an elimination contest, a very comforting thing. It is simply to set up who's playing at home in sub-state and who's making the trip down south to probably Fayetteville or Eagleville. We're not sure right now. Thomas, final thoughts from
Daniel, here? I think that's a 7 p.m. tip here
at
Livingston Academy. And that'll put us coming on there at 6:45 for sure this time.
Yeah.
We've been in limbo a little bit. Having the second game of a double hitter here at Livingston Academy a couple of times. So definite start time, 6:45. Just a great basketball game, a small town rivalry. We built it up, and it didn't disappoint.
It certainly didn't. Folks, until 6:45 Thursday night from Livingston Academy, what we're going to call the Clay County Monterey Region 3A title game. For Thomas Watson and Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong, wishing y'all a good night.